All right. All of you political junkies, get your notepads out. We're talking with an expert on political campaigns. Aaron Gulbertson, the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report, and also the lead reporter at the Tennessee Star. Aaron, you have you've managed and run, what, how many campaigns?
Well over 100. Yeah.
Mostly in Virginia?
Virginia, Massachusetts, New York, a couple in Florida. So yeah.
And so
some national campaigns.
Some national campaigns. And so you've run congressional campaigns?
Yep.
Have you won any congressional campaigns?
I have been part of teams that have won several congressional campaigns yet.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you don't know this about me, but you know I managed a successful congressional campaign once.
Which one?
Well, it was a long time ago. I don't think you were even here on the earth I did this.
That doesn't mean that. Well, what year is it? Let's go there.
1980.
Okay, not quite. So
you were not even here on the earth.
So that was literally part of the Reagan Revolution then, though.
I was on the other side.
Really? Now we're just digging up dirt, right?
Yeah, 1980, my hometown in Western New York, an incumbent congressman, Stan Lundeen, a Democrat. Of course, I was, in my misguided youth, I was still a Democrat. And so I managed his successful campaign, reelection campaign. He won 55-45 in a conservative district in the Reagan landslide. The most momentous decision I made got me in trouble with Stan Lundeen, the incumbent. But I told the Jimmy Carter people to keep him the blank away from our district.
That was the smartest thing that you could have said at the time.
It was.
I mean, geez. Oh, my gosh.
So, anyways, so by 1984, I had become a strong Reagan Republican. But that's...
As was the vast majority of the country in 1984.
Yeah. So we both have experience. You have more recent experience and more extensive experience. In running campaigns, so the handicapping of this, 9 qualified candidates.
Yeah.
And they're all very nice people. Some of those candidates will be at forums and on the debate stages as we start tonight, and then also at the forum in Wilson County on Saturday morning. And then a partial number of them in the Epoch Times debate. There may be a few more that go on. But in let's just say that the candidates who don't have significant financial resources, and by that I mean haven't filed yet with the FEC, which means they haven't hit 5,000 or, maybe less than 25,000.
Yeah, and we'll know more around July 15th any surprises. But yeah.
Yeah, look. Everybody has a right to run.
Yep.
But the candidates who just don't have any money and aren't going to have any impact are Stuart Parks, Tim Lee, Natisha Brooks, Jenny Batchelor, and Trace Whitam says he has some money. I haven't seen any of it yet. And he's a nice fellow. They're all good people. And they all certainly have the right to put their point of view out. But they don't have much in the way of a chance.
I like Trace a lot. I think he has a political future.
Well, he's a young guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and he actually he took a swipe at Lindsey Graham.
Yep.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Which, interesting to note, after Lindsey Graham decided to bash the state of Tennessee, he was, in full attendance at the Faith and Freedom Coalition at the Gaylord Opryland in Nashville. So
yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Lindsey Graham.
He might have forgotten.
Keep your opinions about the state of Tennessee to yourself.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
So the fourth candidate who is showing a presence, Jeff Beierlein.
Yep.
Who is a West Point grad, served 12 years.
Somebody told me the other day that he's...
Black Hawk pilot.
Yes. That
Owen MBA.
Sorry.
Healthcare guy.
Geez, he's got a long resume.
Yeah. A serious guy.
Somebody told me the other day that he's like basically campaigning full time too. Like
no, he is.
Yeah,
24/7. He's left his job.
Yeah.
And he's campaigning full time and he's substantive on the issues.
Yep.
And he's a good guy.
Yep.
He will not be at the event tonight. He's at a veterans event, but he, I think he will be participating in other things. But we don't know how much money he's raised, but I don't think it's in the range of the three, we'll call them the front runners, all of whom have reported over $350,000, mm-hmm. and probably more. They're probably, you know, inching up towards, all of them are probably going to end up spending more than $1 million on this race.
This
towards $2 million, probably.
Everything I've heard, both locally and around the country, is telling me that this may very well be the most expensive primary, when all is said and done, in the entire country.
So let's talk about the three front runners. Andy Ogles, mayor of Maury County.
Yeah.
Beth Harwell, former Speaker of the Tennessee House of Representatives, and retired General Kurt Winstead. And now what are the messages that we're getting from those three?
So Beth is all about border security, and she was the first candidate to visit the southern border. You know she's got her ad. She released her border plan. She started off the race with the most name ID. Andy,
by the way, name ID is huge.
Yes, 100%.
Because think about this. Most people aren't even sure in which district they are right now.
Right.
Right now, this district used to be just Davidson County and parts of Cheatham and Dixon, mostly Davidson County. It was a very safe Democrat district. No longer. It's got the lower third, the southern third of Davidson County, the eastern half of Williamson County, the western half of Wilson, all of Marshall, all of Murray, all of Lewis. But people don't, unless you're like in Marshall County, Murray County, Lewis County, you don't know what district you're in. So a lot of people who vote are going to step into the booth and say, oh, okay, which district am I in? And then they're going to look at the list of names.
Right.
And they got a few seconds to decide. So name ID is going to be really important in this.
Right. And then, you know, Andy, due to his status as a mayor, you know, Beth's name ID was built over 20-some-odd years, right? Mm-hmm. Andy Ogles is Maury County Mayor. Andy Ogles' name ID came as a result of his stance on COVID, his work with Americans for Prosperity. And so he started, you know, with second in name ID. Winstead, who spent a lot of money, here's the thing. Winstead has to spend and is continuing to spend a ridiculous amount of money just to get in the name ID game with
right.
Beth and Andy.
So the first thing to do as a candidate, you got to get in the name ID game.
Right.
Number one. Okay. And that's why you see the Winstead commercials are, in essence, issue-free. But what they do is they introduce Kurt Winstead.
Right.
And so he's got to get in that. And so then if the three are at equal level of name ID, then it becomes a messaging issue.
Right.
And in that, I think you would probably say Andy is more conservative than Beth, who's also conservative, and Winstead is probably an unknown. And I think that's part of it.
5 seconds.
We'll be back after the news.